Many calendars list February 18, 2019 as President's Day, and in some places it may be, but that's not the official name of the federal holiday.
Which is actually Washington's birthday.
Scott Bomboy is the editor-in-chief of the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. He's written blog posts about this. He says the idea of honoring George Washington with a holiday on his birthday goes back to the 1870s.
But in 1968, there was an act of Congress which really consolidated four different holidays into holidays that were really to be observed on Mondays. And that was basically for business reasons.
Washington's birthday was one of those. The other three were Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and Columbus Day. Veterans Day, of course, has since been moved back to November 11th after the public shared its outrage. So the day we know as President's Day technically celebrates the birth of the founder of the nation. Bomboy says it does not recognize the birth of the man many credit with saving the nation, Abraham Lincoln. That's February 12th. But that's just the feds. States have their own traditions.
And states actually determine, you know, when their workers have holidays. And a lot of times, you know, local government and county government will follow the state lead.
But not always. In his research, Bomboy found 12 states, including Washington, honor one president. They may call the day President's Day or not. Virginia calls it George Washington Day in honor of its native son. 10 states celebrate President's Day to honor two presidents, though even that isn't consistent.
In Utah, they call it Washington and Lincoln Day, so they're covering two bases there. Alabama, their holiday is the birthday of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. They don't have a Lincoln's birthday celebration in Alabama. They just don't do that.
What's unique about that one is Thomas Jefferson's birthday isn't even in February. It's April 13th.
Four states just have President's Day with no possessive, and 13 states don't even observe President's Day or Washington's birthday. It's kind of a whole mishmash of stuff.
So it's a little late for this year, but before you assume President's Day is a day off, Bomboy suggests maybe you should read up a little first.
I know when I was doing my research about Ohio, I found some counties in Ohio that did not observe President's Day at all, but the state observed it. So it really depends who your employer is.
I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.